You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another instalment of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Thursday, December the 21st. I'm Andy Holding. We've got an 8-race programme at Dundalk for you on Thursday evening. Yes, we've got the traditional fair tomorrow night, but so we've got an extra added meeting for you to get stuck into, and it's very competitive stuff, as ever, at Ireland's only all-weather venue. Lots of big handicaps. We've got the two divisions of that mile contest at 5 o'clock and 5.30 respectively. And probably the best race on the card comes up in the shape of the 7.30, which is a mile and a half handicap, where quite a few in-form horses, particularly one here last week, struck their stuff yet again. But we begin with a two-year-old contest over the minimum trip. And we've got four nice horses actually going to post here. But the main one here that comes under my microscope is It's 2 o'clock from the Jer Lyons stable, who is well backed. In fact, if defeat was out of the question, first time up to win a maiden contest. And I thought this gelding by Raven's Pass did it with plenty up his sleeve. He travelled really well into the contest. The pace was set by Quarizmi. And sauntering up to that horse inside the final two furlongs, he quickened on demand in the end to win very snugly by 2.5 lengths. His time figure wasn't anything special, but his sectionals were very good from three furlongs out. He did 33 and change. And with the likelihood that there's going to be plenty of pace on there, because Snowpatch and Quasimiri both like to go from the front, one would imagine that Pat Smullen will have the ideal stalking position just in behind them to ready to pounce late on. So it's 2 o'clock. Hopefully we'll win at 4.30 in the first race.
Race two.
On to the 5 o'clock, which is Division 1 of the Mile Handicap. And a couple that stand out here for me are recent winners, Rosenberg Rider and No Improval. Rosenberg Rider does love it here. And even though his win wasn't exactly expected, let's say, I thought he did it in the style of a horse that it could easily be followed in the next week or two, particularly now he stepped up to a mile, because he was very strong in the latter stages of that 7-furlong contest here a couple of weeks ago. And his numbers suggest that he was getting quicker in the latter stages. So with a nice draw and a decent pace looking almost certain here with He's Our Music in the contest, I would expect Rosenberg Rider to really shine here tonight. And around about 5-1, he'd probably be my number one choice. Ahead of No Approval, who's a horse I really missed the boat with last time out when he won. I've tipped him on his last two runs, and it didn't surprise me that he managed to win, even more so when I wasn't on it, of course. Highlighted by the arrival of his nice £7 claimer as well, this Ben Cohen, who seemed to really team up nicely with Pat Murphy's charge, and the pair of them seemed to really gel. I thought this horse quickened up really well to win here a few weeks ago, and even though he's got a little bit of a tricky draw to overcome here in stall number 10, I'd certainly expect this horse, who for me anyway, is on the improve and on the upgrade, to take a hand in the finish. So No Approval would be my second choice here, along with Rosenberg Raider.
Race number three.
On to the 5.30 then, and it's Division 2 of the aforementioned Mile Handicap. Again, two against the field for me here. Above Sony Sky would be my number one choice, having caught the eye here on only her second start on the all-weather a few weeks ago. Prior to that, she hadn't really shaved all that well over a mile, but to be fair, that was off the back of a 56-day layoff, so she's entitled to need the run. And from a bad draw here the last day, she really did catch the eye by the way she finished off her race. She only had one horse behind her turning into the home straight, and somehow she managed to drag herself into third behind the likes of Peace Office and Smart Singer, representing quite good form lines. So I do think that was a massive improvement from Charles O'Brien's charge, and with Pat Smullen booked tonight, it looks as though connections have signalled their intent, and there's been quite a bit of money for this three-year-old during the course of the morning. The other one to mention is Akari, who didn't really or hasn't really done anything until finishing fourth here the last day behind Koibeg. Now, a reproduction of that effort from this particular horse would certainly see him go close tonight off a similar mark. Indeed, had he got a clearer run down the lane on the 1st of December, then he might have actually won that race that day, because he finished his race off once out in the clear very strongly. Conor Hoban, who rode him on that occasion, he's on the tonight. Nice draw as well, right in the middle of the pack. Should be able to switch wide into the home straight. And again, it's another horse I do see running well at a nice price this morning. So the two A's are the two for me there in the 5:30 above Sony Sky and Akari.
Race 4.
On to the 6 o'clock then, and it looks as though Joe Lyons has got a quite strong hand here with Defira and Kiss the Wind, of course, representing Sean Jones. And while Defira looks as though, out of the two, she would have an obvious chance, further down the line, I'm quite keen here each way on Smart Singer, who has run consistently well in races similar to this in the last few weeks. She was a bit unlucky a couple of starts ago when travelling quite nicely into the home straight, only to clip heels and almost come down at the 2 furlong pole. And that definitely affected her chances. But she bounced back to her very best form by running second to Peace Officer here last time out, only getting run out of it by a short head. The time figure of that race suggests that she's run probably a career high performance. And with Ben Cohen on board as well, I do think this filly by Dominus has got every chance of certainly being there or thereabouts anyway in that 6 o'clock.
Race 5.
On to the 6:30, first of the very competitive 7 furlong handicaps, and Beyond Chase would be the one I would go with here each way. Around about 7 or 8 to 1 this morning. I do think that's a nice each way price for Adrian McAllister's 6-year-old. She managed to win 5 starts ago in pretty decisive fashion. Although she hasn't got her head in front subsequently, she's run a series of consistent races in defeat. I thought she ran well considering they dropped her back in trip last time out behind Brave Display here a couple of weeks ago. And the way she kept on in the closing stage suggests to me anyway that stepping back up an extra furlong to 7 would definitely suit her. Billy Blee, who gets on really well with her, is once again in the plate. So Beyond Chase each way is the choice there in the 6:30.
Race number 6.
On to the 7 o'clock, again a very competitive looking handicap on paper. Clare Island was my choice here when I napped her on the 6th of December. And to be fair, I was a little bit disappointed with her because she travelled into the race really strongly and looked like she was going to supplement the gains of that victory on the 24th of November. But she didn't really find as much off the bridle as I was rather hoping. And given that on the same card, Strategic Force ran a miles quicker time in that 6 furlong handicap behind Silk Cravat, it makes no sense to me how Gerald O'Leary's horse is almost double the price here this morning. So I'm going to go with Strategic Force here. They tried to make the running with him the last day, and those forceful tactics almost paid off. Hopefully with another aggressive ride, this horse can be out in front and rowing his own boat and doing his own thing, because time figure wise, like I say, he's certainly got every chance of posting another victory here at Dundalk. So Strategic Force around the 6-1 mark this morning is the choice there in the 7 o'clock.
Race 7.
On to the first of the same handicaps then, which comes up at 7:30. And Rock on Dandy is very much the one to beat here. He comes in rattling good form, having rattled off a quick double on the 6th and the 15th of December, respectively, over tonight's course and distance. He's been travelling really well in his races, and I actually thought he won with a good bit more in hand than the official winning margin suggested last time out. And given that he did it from stall 13, he'd certainly have to upgrade this 3-year-old. I don't think the handicap has quite caught up with him yet. If you're looking for something at a much bigger price, I do think Commander One has got a chance of outrunning his odds. Now, I think he was kind of like sucking into making the run in here last time. I don't think he really wanted to. And to be fair, I think Nama Colour probably went a little bit hard on this 5-year-old, and it meant that he was a spent force in the home straight. That said, he didn't run too badly and wasn't beaten too far by the informed Clear Skies. But if you go back to its previous race when it got a lead into the contest, then he was a much more convincing winner. The time figure of that race suggests he would certainly have a chance here. And given that there are several front runners in this race tonight, such as Charger, to help force the pace along and mean that he won't have to lead. I do think Commander One has been rather overlooked here, and at double figure odds this morning, he would do for me each way as an alternative to the favourite.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which comes up at 8 o'clock, and this is quite a trappy one to conclude the proceedings with. But I'm going to go with Pivotal Connection in the hope that Andrew Oliver's three-year-old filly appreciates the step-up in trips. She's certainly bred to be out of a Galileo mare, and her run style also suggests that she's been crying out for a little bit further. She took all of that mile to win here the last day and get the best of Defira and, of course, Worcester, who has subsequently gone on to boost the form. And I do quite like his attitude, her attitude as well. She's shown plenty of tenacity in her defeats prior to that victory here on the 8th of December. So she's definitely not a bad handicap filly either, off a mark of 68. And as I said, I do think the extra trip will definitely bring out the best in her here tonight. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again for the final podcast before Christmas, when we take a look at Dundalk's 8-race programme tomorrow night. So until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.